Coach Brian Gentry in the post game. You guys did everything right in that first half. Knocked down shots, made Lakin shoot some tough shots. They weren't falling in, but, boy, Lakin in that second half just could not miss, and a lot of those from downtown.
Yeah. We had kind of talked that, you know, that at any given time they can get hot. And once one of them got hot, the rest of them fed off of it, and they really got cooking right there. So, you know, in the second half, our transition defense was a little bit slow. It seemed like the first handful of threes that they shot were just wide open, uncontested. And that's something we gotta really lock down on and get better at, because, you know, you play a team like that and it's, you know, you can't really give them those looks. And they've got guards that can put the ball on the ground, especially Servando. And, you know, he got going for them, and the rest was history in that second half.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I know it was tough in that regard. Did you feel like you guys kind of got away from kind of pounding it inside as well in the second half?
Yeah, I don't know what our turnovers were in the second half, but when they made their run, we got to show more mental toughness. They went on that run, and it just everything became slow and stagnant for us. We weren't getting into anything. We were forcing some shots, and the ball didn't go down to the post. We just got to be more mentally tough. I mean, a team goes on a run, fine, put it behind you, and you got to have you got to stick to your game plan and get the ball down low. That first half, I mean, Gus was enormous. And then, you know, in the second half, we didn't really give him an opportunity to do much. But, you know, some of that with their pressure, we weren't able to get into our stuff. And unfortunate, you know, our guys played their butts off. It just wasn't always the smartest, especially in that second half. And, yeah, tough one tonight. You know, we really did a lot of good things in that first half. And unfortunately, couldn't hold it together in the second.
Well, a lot of that, too. I mean, the credit to Gus and Lawson, they paced you guys big time in that first half. And Austin had really, I thought, probably one of his better games of the year offensively with 14 points. And he only attempted maybe one three tonight. He did a great job driving in and creating something.
Yeah. His athleticism allows him to get to play, you know, to places around the court that, you know, some guys can't get to. And he was very aggressive, especially that first half. And but Gus and Lawson and, you know, everybody, you know, our big guys were rebounding pretty well. And, you know, it's hard to put into words, you know, but the second half really just got away from us, and we couldn't get it stopped. And I'm sure they hit 10 to 12 threes in the second half. And when a team does that, I mean, it's going to be tough. Heck, after the first five or six threes that they got off, I mean, I thought we did a better job contesting them later on. They just kept making them. And then the Oldham kid just had a fantastic game for him, especially in that second half. You know, he knocked down some threes, and he was the guy that we wanted to help off of a little bit. And he made us pay for it, and then he took some to the basket. So, you know, hats off to him, because, you know, he really stepped up in that second half. And we got to fix some things. We got to, you know, fix some, you know, defensive rotations. But we just have to have a little bit more urgency with it, really, you know, getting out there and getting matched up.
Well, there's a lot to learn from. And, yeah, you can see this is it's kind of a very streaky shooting team from the perimeter, Lakin is. And, unfortunately, they hit their threes in the second half. But now you bounce back Friday and you get Holcomb here in town.
Yeah. You know, this stretch is, you know, it's nothing to take lightly. You know, with Lakin tonight and then Holcomb, Hugoton, Colby. I mean, we've got four or three now really tough games, really good opponents. So we just got to put this one behind us and, you know, come to practice, you know, eager to learn and eager to get after it tomorrow.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry, post game here. Beavers drop a tough one here to Lakin, 73-54. Great efforts. Boy, that first half, this is probably the loudest this gym has ever been.
It was rocking, man. We really appreciate the fans, the parents, and the kids. I mean, keep coming on out because you guys make it fun.
All right. Once again, thanks, Coach, and we'll talk to you a couple more times here this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.